Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and mild night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant evening, while Jerusalem experiences a cool breeze. Haifa and the coastal areas are also enjoying a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel alarmed by Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact. This alliance is aimed against us, reports Ynet from earlier this hour. An Israeli official questions claims that the Mecca Defense Pact is focused on Iran. There's a warning that Egypt could join. Jerusalem is urged to deepen ties with Greece. Also, Iran claims the Saudi-Pakistan-Turkey deal shows a change in perception toward the U.S. According to the Times of Israel from earlier this hour, Tehran says the pact demonstrates regional U.S. allies believe they cannot rely on Washington. Hormuz talks are reportedly progressing smoothly. Also this hour, Trump demands compensation from Iran. The Times of Israel reports that he announced today he has instructed his representatives to demand compensation from Iran as part of any future negotiation. Separately, Netanyahu's congressional call for a NATO-style alliance to counter Iran gives way to a Sunni state alliance. According to JNS from earlier today, the new Ankara-Riyadh-Islamabad alignment presents Israel with a complex strategic calculus. And finally, in a report from Mariv earlier today, the IDF admits to avoiding evicting illegal outposts. In the first half of 2026, 660 incidents of nationalist crime were recorded in the West Bank. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613, posting just minutes ago, warns of potential threats from the IRGC against the Zionist regime and its allies, stating they will defend the islands in the Persian Gulf with divine power. Meanwhile, I24 News English shared a discussion earlier today about the potential rivalry between two figureheads in Iran, questioning if they will fight or balance each other out. And finally, Balaz News reports that no date has been set for the next round of U.S.-mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon, citing an Israeli official. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact, Ynet reports that Israeli officials view this alliance as a potential threat. They urge closer ties with Greece to counterbalance this new alignment. This development adds pressure on Israel's regional alliances. Turning to Iran's perspective, the Times of Israel notes that Tehran sees the new pact as a sign of shifting alliances in the region. Iran argues it shows a loss of confidence in the United States. These dynamics could alter the geopolitical landscape significantly. Meanwhile, former U.S. President Trump is pushing for compensation from Iran. The Times of Israel highlights that this demand could complicate future negotiations. It reflects ongoing tensions between the countries. Separately, the Sunni state alliance is gaining attention, as reported by JNS. Netanyahu's call for a NATO-style coalition is being overshadowed by the Ankara-Riyadh-Islamabad alignment. This shift requires Israel to rethink its strategic approaches. And finally, the IDF's admission of avoiding evictions in the West Bank, as Mariv reports, reveals challenges in dealing with nationalist crime. This has implications for security and governance in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli retail investors are shifting focus from meme stocks to AI and semiconductor investments. According to Tech, there's a noticeable retreat from nuclear, quantum, and crypto plays. This shift reflects evolving market dynamics. Separately, Yuri Levine, the founder of Waze, shared insights on AI. Mariv Business reports that he emphasized the importance of understanding user needs over technology use. His perspective highlights challenges for startups in leveraging AI effectively. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the economic impact of the Hormuz Strait closure on Gulf countries. The closure has significant implications for energy exports and global trade routes, affecting regional economies. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.